أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yesterday we started with the topic of the prophethood being part of divine or divine grace. Prophethood being part of divine grace. And we talk about what is the situation of the people and the creature of the people, and we talk that the mankind is an eccentric creature and a complex structure in his form, and we continue talked about he doesn't know what is inside himself. And in order to attain the highest ranks of happiness, that the person he reached for the highest ranks of happiness, man is consequently in the most urgent need for individuals who can show him the straight path and the clearest course that drives him into orthodoxy and true guidance. Definitely, in order to reach the highest rank rank of happiness, so you need what? You need you need the somebody to tell you which is the right way, which is the good way to go, or to reach what? To reach the happiness, the good happiness. So absolutely you need that individual. Who is that individual? What is his adjectives? What is his characters? And what he has from the skills and the morals that he will lead you? How much he is honest by his thoughts and ideas? Is he honest enough to give you the right or the correct advice? You have to check. By means of such, the defense of the intellect will be strengthened, and man will be able to overcome his vehement enemy when he readies himself, when he readies himself to storm through the battlefield that decides between acting upon the intellect or following the desires. So here the person, or any person of us, when he found that individual, that guide, and he is sure that individual or that guide is leading him to the right way, so the person himself will be ready to sacrifice, will be ready to go after his guide, even to the hell, defending the acts that he should do, and against what? Against the desires that led him to bad acting. Such need, yes, it means, brothers and sisters, each person will have what? A battle inside himself, or even a real battle between evil and good. So good needs somebody to be strong, somebody to be faith in his beliefs or in his guidance. Such need of someone to guide man to the path of prosperity and uprightness becomes imperative when man's whims make what he does seem fair to him, and make his divine acts seem alluring to him. These whims show him evil as good and good as evil, and confuse the path to prosperity. You see what? He switch the things. He switch the good to be what? Bad. The bad to be good. So uprightness and bliss, yes, and the bliss, especially when man lacks knowledge through which he can discriminate between what is good and beneficial and what is evil and harmful. Each one of us is the victim of such conflict, consciously or unconsciously, except these whom Almighty Allah protects against it. Definitely each person has such a conflict between a good and between evil inside himself. So each person has such a conflict inside himself. So it is difficult even for an enlightened civilized man, it is so difficult even for an enlightened civilized man to attain the path of prosperity and uprightness through what? Personal competence, and discriminate between what benefits him and what harms him in this world as well as the next. Concerning his own self and his specious society and surroundings, no matter how much he collaborates with his associates and reveals his ideas before them, or how many conferences, councils and assemblies he holds, he still needs spiritual guidance. So it has been thus necessary for Almighty Allah, out of his kindness and mercy to human beings, to send a messenger from among them who recites to them his communications and purifies them and teaches them the book and the wisdom. He warns them against whatever causes them corruption and guides them towards whatever brings about prosperity and happiness to them. Clarifying this fact, Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, listen to our Almighty Allah, what he said in his Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. He, it's who sent among the unlettered once a messenger of their own to recite unto them his signs and to purify them and to teach them the book and wisdom, although they were before certainly in a clear error. These are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Holy Quran. So this gracious act of Almighty Allah, what is that gracious act of Almighty Allah? The gracious act of Almighty Allah is necessary because His grace to His servants is part of His absolute perfection. Verily, Almighty Allah is all gracious, all magnanimous, and all generous. Therefore, when an object is worthy of and ready to receive His magnanimity and grace, then it is necessary for Him to shower His magnanimity on it, since His mercy is free from miserlines, and His magnanimity and generosity are seamless. Necessity in this sort does not mean that it is incumbent upon Almighty Allah to obey the command of someone, since He is too exalted to receive any command from any being. Rather, necessity in this respect bears the same sense of necessity in our saying the necessity existence, which means coexistence and inseparability. Yes, the necessity existence, which means coexistence and inseparability. Yes. Again, brothers and sisters, I say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he finds somebody is in need of his help, in need of his assist, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely will help us. And at the same time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He found that people, they don't know their needs. They don't know how to deal with the situation, how to deal with their rights, and they don't know how to make the things are good for them important and leave the things which are not good for them away. So in this situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending us a guide, and that guide is among ourselves. He is not strange from us, but he is among ourselves. So this person we should follow, this person we should take all his orders. Why? Because the aim, the goal from sending that person, which he is the prophet, is our needs. the people needs not something else. For that, dear brothers and sisters, we should make our minds work, and our minds should choose, and we have to that battle inside ourselves between the evil soldiers, the evil assistants, and between the good assistant and the good soldiers. This is enough for today, and inshallah, for tomorrow we reach to the miracles of the prophets. That will take it tomorrow, inshallah. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.